Blog Talk Radio.
Give me a second here. I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. Okay. Well, I hope everybody's doing well. Okay, everybody's had a great day. Uh, Let's say a prayer. Amen. Dear Father in Heaven, open our hearts to the wonder of being able to call you Father, the wonder of being united with you, Lord. You are the source of all life and strength, Lord. And you is redemption, and we need to be redeemed before we can live rightly, Lord. Take from us the precious forced on us by the flood of events, Lord. Make us completely free as people led by your hand, people who can be joyful because of everything will be overcome through the power you grant us in Jesus Christ. Protect us from fear and from all evil, Lord. Show more and more clearly your good and wonderful goal for the people on earth, so that the expectation they may find happiness in all stress of today. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Alrighty. Yes. Okay, right, let's play some music.
Thank you. down this old weary facade and show yourself in me. Oh, please show yourself in me. Oh my God, oh my Savior, up above, please hear my prayer. Oh my God, oh my Savior, up above, please hear my.
children of Judah all worship the Lord from the high on down to the low. And Judah was a wealthy kingdom. Everybody's children were fed. Because Jehoshaphat studied the word of the Lord and did everything he said. But out of the east came an army one day after Jehoshaphat's goal. They were marching right straight to Jerusalem. And Jehoshaphat soon was told. So he called all the people together. And everybody fasted and prayed. The Lord God answered the people and said, there's no need for you to be afraid. Because the battle is mine tomorrow. It's not yours and it's not the king's. And all you gotta do is just stand and watch to see the salvation I bring. Just believe that what I've told you. Exactly what I'm gonna do. Go out tomorrow against them now, because the Lord's gonna fight for you. Great jumping Jehoshaphat. Well, the army rose early next morning. They marched on out with the king. Jehoshaphat chose some singers, and they told those singers to sing. And they praised the beauty of holiness instead of shouting out a battle cry. And all the way down to the enemy camp, they sang to the Lord on high. They were singing, praise ye the Lord. His mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord. His mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord. His mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord our God. His mercy will never end. Well, the Lord God set up an ambush. Got the enemy all turned around. Started into killing each other, you know, till they all lay dead on the ground. And the riches and the jewels that they left behind, it took them 3 whole days to haul. The children of Judah all praised the Lord, cause he saved them one and all. They were singing, praise ye the Lord, his mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord, his mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord, his mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord, our God, his mercy will never end.
Part of the service, amen. Alrighty, let's get into the message. The message is titled An Unveiled Lifestyle. Living an unveiled lifestyle is the way in which we experience the fullness of what's available to us in our restored relationship with God. It is a powerful lifestyle of faith, direct encounters with our Heavenly Father, and a life transformation. It's when we live our lives in the light of the perfect sacrifice of Jesus that we begin to experience all His deathless purpose to bring us. God longs for His children to walk in intimacy with Him, directly connected to His wellspring of love for us. May you experience a more tangible, loving, and powerful connection with your Heavenly Father this week. By the grace of God, the veil that represented our sin and shame has been replaced with shameless limitless and face-to-face encounters with our Heavenly Father, Scripture says. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 12 to 18, since we have such a hope, we are very bold, not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face so that the Israelites might not gaze at the outcome of what was being brought to an end, but their minds were hardened. For this day, when they read the old covenant, the same veil remains unlifted because only through Christ is taken away. Yes, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their hearts. But one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. God longs for us to live an unveiled lifestyle. He longs for us to behold His glory and be transformed into the same image, a reflection of His glorious Son, Jesus. The idea of looking like Jesus is used to seem utterly impossible. How could I ever look anything like Jesus? In my sin and shame, how can I ever resemble the perfect sinless Son of God? But God has an enjoyable and perfect process by which He transforms us. As we seek out all that God has for us in His unveiled lifestyle, God longs to renew our minds to the plans for our transformation. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, it makes clear that in beholding the glory of the Lord, we are transformed. Just as Moses went into the tent of meeting and came out with his face shining. We are to go into our own tent of meeting and come out having met with God with unveiled face. Allow the truth of the Scripture to define the spending time with God is looked like for you. When we spend time alone with God, the Holy Spirit longs to lead us into direct, tangible, and transformative encounters with the glory of God. Christian spirituality is all about direct connection with our Heavenly Father, and not about engaging in religious practices just because we feel we should. The death of Christ has made unveiled encounters with God completely available to you whenever or wherever. We enter into our tent of meeting clothed with Christ, washed completely clean of our sin by the power of His blood. And the 2 Corinthians chapter 3:18 also makes it clear that when we see God's glory, we are transformed into the same image of Jesus. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them." God's intention was always for us to represent him well. When sin entered into humanity, the image became grossly distorted. But through the death of Jesus and encounters with our Heavenly Father, the image is being restored. We can now be reflections of God to a world that is desperately searching for a relationship with its Creator. We now bear the image of one who has saved and redeemed us. So living an unveiled lifestyle is simply encountering our Heavenly Father and living our lives as a response to his love for us. Every encounter with God changes us and makes us more like him. Every taste of his presence fills us with his love and equips us to love others. To live an unveiled lifestyle is to experience the abundant life Jesus came to bring us. May you behold the glory of your Heavenly Father and the reflection of his love to the lost and dying world today. Spend time in prayer, practicing what 2 Corinthians chapter 3 describes for us, beholding and being transformed by the glory of God. Meditate on the availability for you to encounter God with a face-to-face unveiled. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, "When you turn to the Lord, the veil is removed." Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you into the tangible presence of your Heavenly Father. Ask God to make his nearness known to you. Jeremiah 29:13, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Exodus 33:14, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." So spend time in God's presence being transformed by his love. Ask the Holy Spirit to make you more like Jesus. Ask God to reveal himself in a way that would mold and shape you into his likeness. Romans chapter 8, verse 29, "For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of the Son, in order that he might be firstborn among many brothers." How incredible is our God that he would make transformation such an accessible and enjoyable process. Fully letting go of our sin and shame is difficult to be sure, but the depth of grace, love, and relationship he offers us in return makes it all worthwhile. Allow God to continue to heal any areas of your life where you feel brokenness and shame. Open your heart to him completely today in faith and allow him to create in you a new foundation on which you can live freely and heal. I highly suggest that you read 2 Corinthians chapter 3. It'll bring this devotional more into life for you. Amen. Now we get to the most important question, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because he will get a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road, never knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Or maybe you're lacking purpose in life, or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something more serious, such as an addiction to drugs and alcohol, sexual immorality, gambling, overeating. Whatever the problem may be, see, the Lord can take it away, but in order for him to do so, he's got to know you. So, because if he doesn't know you, he can't do anything for you. So the question is tonight, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus to be your personal Savior? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So thank you for burying my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart. Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. And want to say, may the Lord bless you. May He always keep you highly favored. Okay? And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487 and press the one key. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487. Okay? And press the one key. When you press the one key, you'll come on live. And you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior tonight. Amen. Alright, right now the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels, and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So why don't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. Alright. Okay. Let's play some more music here.
Jesus, I love you.
Okay, well, I want to say God bless everybody. Okay, Thank you, everybody, for listening in to the show. Ashley A., Bishop John Cornelius, Bogart Brand, okay, Tony Farrar, Internet Friend, Doug, Mr. Sparkles, and Richard Schiffner, okay, and Southside King. Thank you all for listening. God bless you all. Okay. Oh, well, we got a caller. Let's see who it is.
Oh. Get it.
Hello.
Shalom, brother.
Yeah, shalom. What was all this craziness you were talking about me on Sunday night?
Kenneth, where was the lie? Where was the lie, Kenny?
Everything.
Okay, so you did have a family that died in Tel Aviv. That's true.
Kenny? Goodbye, Don. Okay, well, that was it for tonight. No more callers. So God bless you all. Have a blessed night. Bye-bye.